how it lights my path, how it guides my way.
In your bowls, you should have the passage typed out. So there's so much in here, so it would be really helpful if you have it out while Jane is speaking. And why don't you follow along? Maybe help a child near you to follow along with the words. John 4:27-45. And at this point, his disciples came, and they were amazed that he had been speaking with a woman. Yet no one said, "What are you seeking?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" So the woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all the things that I have done. This is not the Christ, is he?" They left the city and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples were saying to one another, "No one brought him anything to eat, did he?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, 'There are still 4 months and then come the harvest'? Behold, I tell you, raise your eyes and observe the fields, that they are white for harvest. Already the one who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the one who sows and the one who reaps may rejoice together. For in this case the saying is true, 'One sows and another reaps.' I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have come into their labor." Now from that city many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all the things I have done." So when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they were asking him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more believed because of his word, and they were saying to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this one truly is the Savior of the world." And after the 2 days, he departed from there for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, only because they had seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves also went to the feast. Jane, can I invite you to come up and I'll pray? Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you that your word comes to life in our hearts, Lord, as we reflect on it, as we look at it. And Lord, I pray, help us to stay focused and stay alert to what you're saying today. I pray for Jane, Lord, that even though she hasn't been feeling well, Lord, you just fill her now and strengthen her, Lord. I pray that she will just be a channel of your blessing and your life to us today. In Jesus' name, bless her, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm just going to do a little rearranging and hopefully not. I think I might have to go here because I don't think... Can everyone see that? Can't see. Oh, you can see. Okay, so we've been thinking, we're going to think today about the woman at the well and what happened to her after she had a conversation with Jesus. And some people, I want to believe this, but I think it's just because she's a woman. But some people say that maybe she was the first evangelist. I don't know if that's actually right chronologically. But I think we can at least say that she was one of the first people to have an encounter with Jesus and then go straight away to tell other people about him. So maybe if not the very first, one of the first. And last week, some of you will have thought about the interaction between Jesus and the woman at the well. And you'll have thought about the fact that it was a bit of a strange one. If you didn't, the reasons it was strange was because A, she was a woman, and in those days men didn't speak to women in public, sometimes not even their own wife. Hopefully we've moved on a little bit from that. She was a Samaritan. It's a great table, my table. And Jews and Samaritans didn't get along. The woman was a Gentile. She was a pretty pagan Gentile. She was very far from God. And they were from different kind of parts of town. I mean, we do still have problems with wars, don't we, when people are from different areas. But hopefully we are better at that. And then C, it was the class of the woman. She was at the, well, at the wrong time of the day. She was alone. She was probably like not financially well off. She was kind of morally a little bit off and didn't seem to have any friends. And again, sometimes we do judge people by what they have, what clothes they wear, what job they have or they don't have. But even though her own people were shunning her and society was saying she wasn't good enough, Jesus spoke to her and offered her living water. And that's what's happened. And we're going to look at what Jesus did during that conversation and how it deposited something in her that not only turned her life around, but it went on to impact the lives of others too. So my first point, and if you've got some letters on your table, I don't think this one, but there's five letters on table. So just be ready. And those letters are stickers. So if you can even like start to peel the corner off your sticker, that might help us. So the first thing I want to think about is that Jesus found her. And I'm going to find her because we do have. Oh, sadly, her chain seems to have come off prematurely, but Debs might add her chain back on for me because that's just the paper. So the first thing is that Jesus found her. She was going to the well at a time she wouldn't be seen, wouldn't be spoken to or looked at or judged. And I think we can all identify with that. I often want to hide, especially if judgments have been made about us. We don't want to be looked at. We don't want to be seen. But Jesus always sees us. And it says in Psalm 139, 7 to 8, I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. And Jesus found the woman at the well. Does anybody have the F? Found. Oh, brilliant. Can you run up with it? So I'm going to stick the F at the top of our woman at the well because the first point was that Jesus found her. And Jesus will always find us. Let me have a look. We can probably do it together. Can you peel off that yellow back? Oh, it's a bit of a tricky one. Are you tall enough, do you reckon, to stick it on? Let's give it a go. It doesn't matter if it's a bit off. And we're going to stick it about here. Who knows if that's going to work out. So Jesus found her. And on your tables, you can find a little woman at the well as well. So you should have a domino on your table that is, yes, some people have found. So everyone should have a woman at the well to find. And Jesus will always find us, won't he, if we let him. And he found her. So our first point is that he found her. Our second point is I want to think about Jesus' attention. Jesus' attention was on her. He could have ignored her. He probably should have. Or waited till she had the courage to speak to him, which she might never have. He could have remained silent and waited for the disciples to return so he had some witnesses or some people with him. But he turned his attention to her. He saw her. And Jesus knew this woman needed him, that her heart could be healed and her life could be changed forever. He knew it didn't matter what people were kind of thinking about her and judging her to be going on the outside, because he had and he offered her the living water that could fill her from the inside and change her life completely. And so he turned his attention to speaking to her so that she could hear that good news. It says in 1 Samuel 16:7, for man sees the outward appearance, but God sees the... Yeah, and he... I don't know if I'm going to get this on without knocking her over, but... Oh, I'm just... It's all right, because I can put it on at a second point. It's fine. He saw her heart. And are we turning our attention to the people in the world who need Jesus' healing? Are we seeking to speak to those that need to hear the good news? And are we seeking his attention for our own healing? So what I want us to think about is attention. Jesus turned his attention to the needs of this woman. And somebody has an A at their table, but also what you need for your table is a second domino. So if you send one person from your table up and you need one of these out of the box, Tom Laycock, you have to move. I cannot simply hand you the domino. So lazy. There we go. Everybody send one person. Every table needs a second domino. Well done, well done, well done. Oh, sorry. Just went bypass you. Who hasn't got a domino? One and one. And you can stand it up next to your woman at the well. Is that every table with a domino? And did we get the letter A from anyone? Oh. Did you stand up and then sit back down because you're like, it's not the time? Have you peeled your sticker off the back? Oh, he's ready. He's ready. Yeah, just stick it on. Right next to the F, but with not too much gap. Got a few more letters. So, oh, lovely. He's placing it so nicely. So, Jesus found her, even when she wanted to be a bit more hidden. He was tired and busy, but he still turned his attention towards her. She was the most important thing to him in that moment. And so are we, it says in Psalm 116:2, because he has inclined his ears to hear me. He's always listening, but are we always speaking to him? The third point I want to think about, he's found her, he's turned his attention towards her, that Jesus was intentional about what he revealed to her about her life. There was no public humiliation, there was just him and her, there was no shame, but just proof that he knew her. He told her stuff about her life that he would have no way of knowing unless he was who he said he was. People often say they love us, right? But sometimes we're a little bit weary, right? We think, if they knew the real us, would they really love us? But Jesus is completely different. He knows every single thing about us. He knew every single thing about the woman at the well, and he still was intentional about revealing those hidden things to her, those hidden sins in our life, so that she could be forgiven and receive that refreshing living water. In Romans 8:1, it says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And Jesus' intention was to reveal himself as the Messiah to help her see that he knew her. He spoke truth, but with compassion and love. Does anyone have the eye for, what's the eye for? Three of you are with me. Oh, no, don't spell out faith yet, Shirley. Come on. Anybody got the eye? No one's got the eye. Someone's got the eye. Is it one of these three tables? Okay, I'm coming. I'm coming to look. You got the T. There's definitely a letter on this table. Oh, we might be missing the eye, which is a bit of a sad. There's not one on here. I think it was on here. We may have lost it, guys. I don't even know what to do in this situation. We're going to have to... Someone's going to have to draw me an eye. Oh, someone's drawn me an eye. I love that. We might even have some tape. Well, we're going to put the eye up there. So he found her. My tape was on this table. Anyone seen? Oh, there it is. So he found her. He turned his attention towards her. And he was intentional about what he revealed. Oh, look, there's so many eyes. He was intentional about what he revealed he knew about her. And I think feel like the eye is, it's took over. It's going on there. It's going on. Okay, I'm going to leave them do the eye. Okay, so the next thing I want us to think about is that Jesus showed the woman at the well real love. Ooh, but love, F-A-I, is that going to work, Shirley? Is the letter L going to work? I mean, if we put the L up there, it would say fail, and that's not what we're going to do, because the real love that Jesus showed her was transformative love. And transformative means, anyone know? Yeah, it causes a change to happen. It was transformative love. And as we know, the woman was completely opposite to Jesus, wrong sex, wrong part of town, wrong social class, she was pagan, wasn't following, wasn't looking for the God that Jesus knew. But even though her own people were shunning her and saying she wasn't good enough, Jesus showed her transformative love. It says in Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. And Jesus showed her that that was true. Anyone got the T? Yay. I'm going to put her heart on while you do the T. Because she's now loved. Oh, lovely. It was transformative, honestly. Put it back on. It's not the best, not the best. Oh, chains fell off. You can put it back on for me, Tom. At a time when she was looking for love in all the wrong places, when her own people were not showing her any love, Jesus showed her real love with true and transformative power. He loves us in the same way, and he wants us to show that transformative love to other people. Now, I think we might be two dominoes behind, because I think I threw me off. So can someone quickly run and get two dominoes from your table? Go. There's no quickness at the back there. All the front tables are quick. Tom, can you pour them out and give them out? Cool. Well done, Tom. I've got an assistant now. Oh, you're bringing your one back? Is it an exchange? Are you just holding on to them? Brilliant. So, I'm just going to recap while Tom is doing me a great job. So, Jesus... What's the F for, guys? Oh, no. Oh, yes, Debs. Jesus, founder, he turned his... Thanks, Debs. He was intentional about what he revealed. He showed her real, true, transformative love. And finally, he set her free. Someone can... Oh, my gosh. Give up. Someone can actually knock her chains off. Finally. I mean, they've fallen off a few times. Jesus told the woman that he had the water that would mean she was never thirsty again. He told her he was the answer to what she needed. He was the Messiah. He was what her soul cried out for. He, by the way, begins with the letter, which is how we got around the freedom bit. He was the one who was going to do that. Has anybody got the H? I know you've got it. Have you peeled the back off? You do that and then bring that up. And everybody, Tom, can you run and give everyone a domino? Because I think that might be the quickest way to get everyone one. So as that H comes up, we're going to think about that. He was the one that told her that he was who her soul was crying out for. And she believed him. Because he found her, he turned his attention towards her when others ignored her. He was intentional about the things he brought to the surface, her sins, the healing she needed. He showed her real transformative love. Transformative means causing change, and he set her free. In one conversation, this woman was full of... Now, what I really did with these hands, which was cute, is that in a minute when we get the H up, he made her be able to lift her hands... Let's use the H to stick that on. Oh, nice. I like that we did that. You can try. Maybe under the F. Oh, she looks kind of cute now. She's still not got the heart, but don't worry, the change has gone on the inside, so it's fine. But in one conversation, this woman at the well was full of faith. And this faith set off this table over here, you might want to rearrange your dominoes into a typical domino rally, otherwise my talk might not work. I think this table have got it. Anybody else got theirs set up? Like Joe Laycock is saving the day over there. This table, Shirley, yeah, that might work. Interesting. It set off a domino effect in her life, because this woman, she left her water jar at the well, and what she did was this. Oh, that was not at all dangerous. She rushed off to tell others about Jesus, whom she believed was the Messiah. Oh, Leslie's gone too early. She didn't keep it to herself, and because of that, her testimony led her entire village to come and meet Jesus, and many of them went on to believe. She was like the first domino in a domino rally. Go. Oh, I mean, your woman at the well was the last one in that domino rally, but we'll have it anyway. Anyone got a good one? Leslie's woman at the well is in the middle of a domino rally. I mean, it's not in keeping. Anyone got their woman at the front? Yes, go. Perfect. This was the table. Now, I'm going to finish with this. The story is a powerful example of Jesus' compassion. I'm going to try and get her up. I think she still survived. And his ability to see people beyond their social status or past mistakes. The woman went to the well with absolutely nothing. She was in a really low place, but she came back transformed, free and full of faith. When we have a real encounter with Jesus, he deposits that faith in us. And that's why it's important, isn't it, for us to go to him for that refreshing of our soul. It's him our soul cries out to, and we need to go to that well regularly, speaking to Jesus and being filled with that faith. She took that little deposit and she ran with it. She quickly passed that deposit of faith on to lots of other people. And that's what I want us to take away from today. Jesus can and has done all these things in our lives. He's found us. He's turned his attention towards us. He's intentional with us about our sin. He loves us with a transformative love, and he sets us free. Are we accepting that living water that produces that faith? Because our faith is key in evangelism, isn't it? Evangelism is just telling other people that good news. But if we're not filled with that faith, then are we ready to be that catalyst of change? I'm going to coin dominoes for Jesus. I don't think I've heard anyone else use it, so that will be mine. Are we going to be like that first domino that sets off that domino rally like she did? And as a response, I just thought what we could do is on our domino, I don't know if anyone's got any left, if I'm really honest. They look like this, and they're just a little mini domino. But what I thought would be good to think about is, who are the ones we're looking for? Because I love this story because he found the one, right? She was one and she was on her own, but she created a big domino effect. You know, it talks about the lost sheep, go and find that one. And who are the ones we're looking for? That could be a person that we're seeking to tell about Jesus, but it could be a workplace, or it could be your school playground. It could be if you're a parent and you go pick up the kids, the people you chat to. It could be any clubs you do. It could be a place and not a particular person. But I want us to leave here with a new sense of faith to go out and be that domino effect. The person that we pass that faith on to passes that faith on and passes that faith on, so that we have a big domino effect in our lives full of faith. So I don't know whether, Andy, could you sing the song? I did think Graham Kendrick, did he write that song from these verses? Because I was thinking it was pretty much the preach, but I don't know if he did. Maybe he didn't, I don't know. But I wondered if you could sing the Graham song. And we're just going to take a few minutes on our tables to write that one person or that one place where we have expectancy that Jesus can bring revival to those areas through our life, through the little deposits of faith that we are going to deposit into there. Because if we are people who are full of that faith from Jesus, then hopefully we can deposit that faith into the lives of others. I'm going to let us do that. I'm just going to pray for us, and then Andy can lead us and we can write these down and take them home. Well, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that you look for the ones, Lord. I thank you that you have done and are willing to do all these things in our life, Lord, that you look for us when we don't want to be found, Lord, that you turn your attention towards us, Lord, that you are intentional about picking out the things in our lives that are stopping us having that faith, Lord, that you love us with that love that no one else has got for us, Lord, and that you are the person that sets us free, Lord. You're the Messiah. You are the one. And because we know that, Lord, we can take that news, that good news, to other people. And I want to pray that this congregation would be that catalyst and that first domino for Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let your living word abide in me so richly as I abide in you. Let your living word abide in me.